All right, welcome to this deep dive. It's December, which means the UK is heading into some serious chill. So today we're going to, we're diving into winter driving safety.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And you're getting this advice straight from Winter Driving Tips UK by Underwoods Motoring.
Oh, okay.
They know those Essex and Suffolk roads like the back of their hand. And one thing that really stood out to me, like, they hit the nail on the head with this, is how much they emphasize defrosting your car.
Yeah.
Like, they don't mean just, scraping a little peephole in the windshield.
Right.
It's got to be the whole thing.
It's tempting to just do the bare minimum when you're, rushing on a frosty morning. But Underwoods is absolutely right to stress that full defrost, windshield, side windows, your mirrors, even your lights, they all need to be clear.
I can already hear some folks saying, oh, I'm just going down the road. But visibility, wouldn't you agree that that's extra crucial in winter?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's like trying to, drive wearing glory glasses. Limited visibility combined with like the slippery roads and everything else, it's asking for trouble. You need to see clearly in every direction, especially when hazards can pop up out of nowhere.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of hazards, Underwoods also had a warning about leaving your car running to defrost unattended.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Big no-no. Makes it a prime target for, those opportunistic individuals.
Yeah. It does make you think about that risk versus reward, right?
Yeah.
It's so tempting to stay all cozy inside while the car warms up.
Right.
But are you really thinking about the potential consequences?
Yeah, well, for starters, there's the obvious risk of theft.
Right.
It's like leaving a sign on your car that says, free car, please take me.
Pretty much, yeah.
But beyond that, there are also insurance implications to think about.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, a lot of policies won't cover theft if you left your car running unattended, so you could be looking at a big, financial hit.
So maybe bundling up and just, braving the cold for a few minutes while you defrost.
Yeah.
It's probably worth it in the long run.
Definitely.
All right. So let's say we're all defrosted. We're ready to hit the road.
Okay.
Underwoods is really big on adjusting your driving to the conditions, which, seems like common sense. But what does that really mean?
Well, they recommend slowing down, increasing your following distance, and sticking to major roads whenever possible.
Okay.
Now, you might think slowing down is obvious, but it's crucial to understand the why. When roads are icy or snowy, your tires have less grip.
Right.
So your stopping distance increases dramatically, even at, what you might think are moderate speeds.
So even if you think you're driving cautiously, you could still need way more space to stop safely.
Exactly.
It's like the rules of physics change when it gets cold.
They do. They really do. And it's not just about stopping. Slowing down helps you maintain control of the car, especially on those slippery surfaces.
Yeah, that makes sense. The slower you go, the more time you have to react to those, those unexpected things that winter throws at you, like black ice.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of black ice, that reminds me of this one time I was driving home from work.
Oh, no. What happened?
It was late, and I hit this patch of black ice that I just didn't see. I ended up spinning out and, landing in a ditch.
Oh, gosh, that's scary.
Yeah, it was. Luckily, nothing serious happened. But I was stuck there for hours waiting for a tow truck.
That sounds awful.
And you know what the worst part was? I had absolutely nothing in my car to keep me warm or, comfortable. No blanket, no water, no snacks, nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, I learned my lesson that night about being prepared.
Yeah, that's a good point. I bet you wish you had one of those winter emergency kits that Underwoods recommends.
Yeah, actually, they go into a lot of detail about what you should include in one of those kits. And let me tell you, their list is pretty comprehensive.
Oh, I'm intrigued. What kind of stuff are we talking about?
Well, the usual things are there, like jumper cables, a flashlight, a first aid kit. Mm-hmm. But they also recommend things like a shovel, a broom, a big bottle of water, some snacks, warm clothing, even Wellington boots.
Wow, they really are preparing you for anything.
It might seem like overkill, but honestly, I can personally vouch for how valuable it is to be prepared. Like, remember that night in the ditch?
Oh, yeah.
If I had even just a few of those things,
right,
it would have made a world of difference.
I can see that turning a miserable experience into something a little more bearable.
Exactly. It's like having like a winter survival kit for your car.
Now, we've talked a lot about, adjusting your driving and being prepared for emergencies. But what about making sure your car itself is ready for the challenges of winter? Underwoods briefly mentions a winter health check for your vehicle.
Yeah, honestly, I hadn't really given that much thought before reading their guide.
Right.
It's easy to focus on our driving skills and forget about the, you know, the machine that we're relying on.
That's a really important point. It's like going on a, you know, like a winter hike without checking your gear. You wouldn't want to set off with worn out boots or a flimsy jacket, right?
Yeah.
Your car needs that same level of attention.
So what exactly does a winter health check even entail? Is it just like a fancy oil change?
No, it's a lot more comprehensive than that. It involves a thorough inspection of all the components that are vital for, you know, safe winter driving. We're talking tires, brakes, battery, fluids, lights, wipers, the whole shebang.
So basically a winter tune-up, just to make sure everything's in tip-top shape to handle the cold and the ice and all that.
Precisely. It's all about identifying those potential problems before they become major headaches.
You know, it's funny how this all ties back to Underwood's emphasis on safety. They're not just, like, throwing out random tips. They're presenting a whole approach to winter driving.
And that's what makes their advice so valuable, right?
Yeah,
they're not
yeah.
just telling you what to do. They're explaining why it matters, connecting the dots between your actions, how your car's performing, and just the overall safety of everyone on the road.
It's like they're saying, hey, we're all in this together. Let's make sure everyone gets home safe.
Exactly. Now, speaking of getting home safe, there's one more aspect of winter driving we haven't touched on yet.
Okay.
It's something that can be particularly challenging even for experienced drivers. Navigating those slippery slopes, otherwise known as hills.
Ah, yes. Hills. Those can be tricky, even in ideal conditions. What do they have to say about tackling those in the winter?
Yeah, so hills present a really unique set of challenges in winter, mainly because of, you know, that whole interplay between gravity and traction and momentum.
Yeah.
Underwoods has some great advice for navigating those inclines and declines safely.
All right. So what's the first rule of thumb when you're approaching a hill in, you know, wintry conditions?
Well, momentum is key. They suggest building up a bit of speed before you start going uphill. But not too much. You need enough to, you know, to carry you up, but not so much that you lose control.
Okay, so don't want to be crawling up the hill.
Right.
But you also don't want to be flying up it either. It's all about finding that balance.
Exactly.
But what if you do start to lose traction? What do you do?
The big thing is don't slam on the brakes, because that can actually lock your wheels and send you into a skid.
Oh, okay.
Instead, try gently easing off the gas, and if possible, try to steer into a safe area.
Okay, so it's all about staying calm.
Right.
And making gradual adjustments.
Exactly.
Easier said than done, I imagine, when you're halfway up a hill and feeling things start to slide.
Yeah, it definitely takes a cool head. Now, going downhill presents its own set of challenges. Underwoods really emphasizes using a low gear to help control your speed. It takes some strain off your brakes, gives you more control.
Yeah, that makes sense. Engine braking can be your best friend in those conditions.
Yeah.
What about those times when you encounter like a really steep hill or a super icy one,
mm-hmm.
and you're just not comfortable driving down it? What do they suggest?
Well, they give some very simple but powerful advice. Don't be afraid to turn around and find another route.
Yeah.
It might be inconvenient, but it's always better to err on the side of caution.
You know, what strikes me is how much Underwoods emphasizes the, like, the human element here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they get that it's not just about following rules or having the right equipment. It's about making smart decisions and knowing your own limits.
Absolutely. They seem to take a very holistic approach, right? Recognizing that safe winter driving is a combination of like skill and preparation and just, you know, sound judgment.
It's almost like they're encouraging us to just become more mindful drivers in general, not just in the winter, but year round.
Right.
Just be more aware of our surroundings, our car's capabilities, and our own comfort levels.
Exactly. And, you know, they actually wrap up their guide with a really simple but heartfelt message. Safe journeys, everyone.
Hmm.
It's just a reminder that ultimately it's all about getting to your destination safely, no matter the weather.
That's a good point. So as we kind of wrap up this part of our deep dive,
mm-hmm.
what would you say is the most important takeaway for our listener? What's the one piece of advice that really stands out?
I think the most valuable thing I've taken away from this is just, you know, the importance of respecting the power of winter, acknowledging that even the most experienced driver can be caught off guard by unexpected conditions.
Right.
It's about slowing down, being prepared, and, you know, making safety your top priority.
It's about shifting our mindset from, like, conquering the road to just navigating it with care and awareness.
Exactly.
Well said. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break. You will be right back with more insights from Underwoods Motoring.
Yeah, those back roads, they can be really beautiful. But Underwoods is right to point out that they can be tricky in winter. You see, those council gritters, they often prioritize, you know, the main roads, the more residential areas, which makes sense.
Right.
But it does mean that those charming lanes, they might not get the same level of attention.
That makes sense, you know, just from like a resource perspective.
Right.
But it does kind of leave that those of us who, you know, enjoy a scenic route.
Yeah.
Or who happen to live on one of those roads, it kind of leaves us in a bit of a predicament.
It does.
So what should we do if we find ourselves on a back road that might not have seen a gritter in a while?
Well, first off, I think it's important to understand what gritting actually means. You know, it's not just about sprinkling some salt on the road. It's actually a strategic process where they spread this mixture of salt and grit to prevent ice from forming and to, you know, provide traction.
Okay.
But on those less traveled roads, there's less traffic to, like, pack down the snow, which can make conditions even more unpredictable.
So we can't just assume that because there's not a lot of snow, that the road is safe.
Yeah.
It's like this hidden layer of uncertainty.
Exactly. Underwood suggests that, you know, it's better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
If you're not sure about the conditions on a back road, stick to the main ones. You know, it might add a few minutes to your journey, but it could save you a lot of hassle. Or worse.
Better safe than sorry. I think that should just be the motto for winter driving in general.
Yeah, I agree.
Speaking of safety, remember that incident I mentioned? Where I spun out on that black ice and ended up in the ditch.
Oh, yes. The one that highlighted the need for an emergency kit.
Exactly. Well, Underwoods goes into quite a bit of detail about what you should have in one of those kits. And let me tell you, their list is pretty thorough.
I'm all ears. What kind of things were we talking?
Well, you know, all the usual suspects are there. Jumper cables, a flashlight, first aid kit.
Right.
But they also recommend things like a shovel, a broom, a big bottle of water, some snacks, warm clothing, even like Wellington boots.
Wow, they are really preparing you for anything.
It might seem a little excessive, but honestly, I can attest to how important it is to be prepared. Like, remember that night in the ditch?
Oh, yeah.
If I had even a few of those items, it would have made a huge difference.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was freezing, I was hungry, I was just completely unprepared for the situation.
Yeah, I can see how having those essentials on hand can really change a miserable experience into something more manageable.
Totally. It's not about, you know, expecting the worst to happen. It's just about having that safety net in case something unexpected does.
Right. It's like having a winter survival kit for your car.
Yeah, exactly. So we've talked a lot about adjusting your driving, being prepared for emergencies. But what about making sure your car itself is, you know, ready for winter? Underwoods briefly mentions a winter health check for your vehicle.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Honestly, I hadn't really given it much thought before reading their guide.
Same here.
It's easy to focus on our driving skills and forget about the actual machine we're relying on, right?
Yeah.
It's like going on a, you know, a winter hike without checking your gear. You wouldn't want to set off with like worn out boots or a flimsy jacket. Yeah. Your car needs that same level of attention.
So what does a winter health check actually involve? Is it just like a fancy oil change?
No, it's much more than that. It's a, you know, thorough inspection of all the components that are really important for safe winter driving. We're talking tires, your brakes, battery, fluids, the lights, wipers, the whole works.
So basically a winter tune-up.
Yeah.
Just to make sure everything's in top shape to handle the cold and the ice and everything.
Exactly. It's about, you know, finding those little issues before they become big problems.
You know, it's funny how this all ties back to Underwood's emphasis on safety. They're not just throwing out random tips. It's a whole approach to winter driving.
Right. And that's what makes their advice so valuable. They're not just telling you what to do. They're explaining why it matters, that they're connecting those dots between your actions, how your car's performing, and the overall safety of everyone on the road.
It's like they're saying, hey, we're all in this together. Let's make sure everyone gets home safe.
Exactly. Now, speaking of getting home safe, there's one more aspect of winter driving we haven't talked about.
Okay.
And it's something that can be really tricky. Even for, you know, experienced drivers.
Okay.
Navigating those slippery slopes, otherwise known as hills.
Oh, yes. Hills. Those can be a little intimidating, even in ideal conditions. So what do they have to say about tackling those in the winter?
Hills, yeah. They can be a little daunting even in the summer, right?
Oh, for sure. I can only imagine how much worse they get when you throw snow and ice into the mix.
Absolutely. They present a unique set of challenges, you know, mainly because of that whole interplay between gravity, traction, and momentum. Underwoods gives some really great advice for navigating those inclines and declines safely, though.
Okay, so what's like the first rule of thumb when you're approaching a hill in those kinds of conditions?
Well, they say momentum is key. They suggest building up a bit of speed before you start going uphill, but not too much. You need enough to carry you up, but not so much that you lose control.
Right. Okay. So you don't want to be like crawling up the hill.
Exactly.
But you also don't want to be, you know, flying up it either.
Right.
It's finding that balance. What if you do start to lose traction? Like, what's the best thing to do?
Underwood says, don't slam on your brakes, because that can lock your wheels and send you into a skid. Instead, gently ease off the gas and, if possible, try to steer into a safe area.
So it's all about staying calm.
Exactly.
Taking those gradual adjustments.
Right.
Easier said than done when you're halfway up a hill and feel yourself starting to slide.
It definitely takes practice, you know, and a cool head. Now, going downhill presents its own set of challenges, right? Underwoods really stresses using a low gear to help control your speed. Takes some strain off your brakes and gives you more control.
Makes sense, yeah. Engine braking can be your best friend in those situations. What about those times when you encounter like a really steep hill or like a super icy one and you just don't feel comfortable driving down it? What are they saying to do?
They actually have a very simple but powerful piece of advice. Don't be afraid to turn around. Find an alternate route. It might be inconvenient, but it's always better to err on the side of caution.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, throughout this whole deep dive into winter driving, what strikes me is how much Underwoods emphasizes the human element. Like, it's not just about following the rules or having the right equipment. It's also about making smart decisions and knowing your own limits.
Yeah, I agree. They take a very holistic approach. You know, they recognize that safe winter driving is a combination of skill, preparation, and sound judgment.
It's almost like they're encouraging us to just be more mindful drivers, you mm-hmm. know, not just in winter, but year round, to be more aware of our surroundings, our car's capabilities, our own comfort levels.
Exactly. And they actually wrap up their guide with a very simple but heartfelt message. Safe journeys, everyone. It's a reminder that ultimately, you know, it's all about getting to your destination safely, no matter the weather.
Well said. Well, on that note, I think that brings us to the end of our deep dives into winter driving safety. We hope you found this, you know, insightful and engaging, and most importantly, empowering. Remember, this deep dive was crafted just for you. Until next time, stay safe, stay warm, and happy driving.